Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
What's up, Wrong Riders? Y'all ain't heard that in a long time. It's me again, your boy Jay.
And I'm Trey.
And welcome to the show, y'all. This is Free Fall Friday. Normally, we talk about anything that you want to talk about. We still can do that. But it's Free Fall Friday. We do have a little subject that we're going to talk about. There's things that we need to, I'm not going to say clear the air because the air is not foggy for me. But what I am going to say is there's things that you guys truly don't know about the show, and I am going to talk to you. Well, we're going to talk to you a little bit today about the process of the show. We're going to talk about on today's show, why are people so toxic? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it's actually the ones that smile in your face all the time. And I want to ask you this question. Have black men just given up on helping one another and doing right by one another? That's something we need to talk about. Because our camaraderie needs to be higher than what it used to be. It definitely needs to elevate, especially in these days, this day and time right now. We need to talk about why we cannot be on one accord and do the right things for one another. Number to call is
515-602.
Look at there. look at there. 515-602-9653.
You turned around and looked at me. Yeah. 505.
Never mind. 515-602-9653. Y'all get that? She said, never mind. She said, never mind.
Because that wasn't going to come out right at all.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Number to call, guys. 515-602-9653. You guys, I hope that you enjoy the show. I hope that you understand the tone of this show. You know, it is what it is. If you don't understand, cram to understand. If you can't do that, then I don't know what else to tell you. But it is what it is. Number again.
515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk. And they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my mule.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them into a thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off, this is the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, yeah, I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to LEF, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. Eating with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. Arrived at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right,
all right, I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited.
Papa Joe told me, you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. What's up, y'all?
Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are just joining us. This is Free Fall Friday. But we do have a main subject. And I know a lot of people ask me, where do you come up with the titles for the show? I had somebody tell me that they were amazed that I can even think of different titles for a show. And this show has had over 500 shows. Is very, very, very extensive in the thought process of coming up with show ideas and this and the other. But you laughing?
No.
Yeah, you are. I heard you giggling. But, you know, I try to talk about things that everyone else think about. I try to talk about things that bother me sometimes or baffle me. I try to talk about things that are hindrance in the community, and we try to come up with solutions. As I was saying to my Facebook friends off air during the commercial, y'all don't get it twisted. This show is not – you can call it little all you want to. It might be little to you, but I promise you it is reaching ears far from where you are sitting and listening and critiquing and hating and being jealous and whatever the case it is you may be. So you can call it whatever you want to. And I hear some of the things. And I want to be the first to tell you, I don't care what you think of me. I don't. Because I know that what this show has been doing has been good things. I know what I have done in the community have been good things. So whatever you think about me, you can ball it up and chew it and spit it out. I don't care. If there is a problem with me, please come to me and tell me. Mm-hmm. And I tell that to everyone that I deal with, you know, because I deal with a lot of people. You know, people are very judgmental, and that which brings me to the title of the show. People are very judgmental, and they judge and don't know why or don't know all the reasons
or
the whole story.
Yes.
You know, people go through things. That's why I'm never quick to judge. I'm never quick to say when someone's having a bad day, I'm never quick to say that person is a terrible person because I don't know what goes on or what went on before they done whatever they done to display some kind of crazy, you know, personality or whatever the case may be. I don't believe in that. And I try to convey that on the show. I try to teach that to our children. We teach that to our children.
Yeah.
Because you don't know person's going through. And I think it's very shallow for someone to come down on somebody else. And they don't know the whole story.
They don't know what's going on. one thing you are big on is communication.
Yeah.
And I think that's, our society has gotten away from communicating
yeah.
with each other.
Yeah.
Everything is through text now. Everything is through your Google account. Everything is through your phone,
mm-hmm.
your
mm-hmm.
laptop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I really pride myself on the communication because I think communication is the key. When you don't communicate, when there's lack of communication, there's misunderstanding.
And then cracks.
And that's right. That's when negativity can leak in and start determining what
the
conversation should be and the next move is going to be. And sometimes, most of the time, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
We're coming up on Dr. King's holiday. Dre Lay will be performing at the Little Theater in Gastonia on January the 14th. Show starts at 6 o'clock p.m. time. Show starts at 7, I'm sorry. And the doors open at 6 o'clock. So you can go to the website and you can purchase your tickets now. And I really appreciate if you do because time is dwindling out and they get ready to start going other places. And, you know, I don't want people to think that I use this show as get back, as to bash someone, because I'll never do that. I'll never get on here and use this show to bash someone that I'm mad at or someone that's mad at me or just come off the wrong end about someone, because I do that to your face. If I have something to say, I'll say it to you directly. I don't use these platforms to do that, y'all. So whatever it is that you think that you might know about me, you don't. But you can get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hide who I am. I don't hide what I stand for. And, hey, V, what's happening? Now, that was a pleasant surprise. We have not seen, yes, we miss you too. We love and miss you too.
Yes.
We do. I do not deal with a bunch of tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
I don't have time for it. Who has time for that?
No.
In this day and time, who has time to be sitting up arguing?
No.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh, thank you. I'm your mamacita. Is what that means. What does that mean?
I don't know.
She said, I'm her mama. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, she has joined the world of radio,
mm-hmm.
V.
What's up?
And we're sitting up here talking about, you know, how we expect, you know, people will let you down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They will let you down all the time. I don't care how good you are to someone or how good you are to people in general. Yet, nah, I ain't trying to hear that. I am too. I don't care how good you are to people. You're going to meet that one person or two or three or four or five that's going to try to find fault in everything you do. You're going to meet those people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet those people, how you deal with them says a lot about your character.
Yes. Your actions.
Yeah, I don't go back and forth with people who, I guess, one, don't like me. You know what?
Who has time?
I'm not going to go back and forth with you. If you don't like me,
just keep it pushing.
That is your problem. That's your problem if you don't like me. But what you're not going to get is an argument with me. What you're not going to get is confrontation that makes things messy. I don't do messy.
So you just wave and keep going?
Yeah, I keep going.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah.
I keep going. That's right. Ain't nobody got time for no drama.
Yeah.
But there are people out here who just thrive on it.
Mm.
And you know, social media sometimes is a cesspool for drama. And who has time for that? you know, and Facebook has gotten so far away from what it's supposed to have been used for,
mm-hmm.
You know, but Facebook, well, all social media, people utilize social media, they utilize it to talk about some of their most inner thoughts, some of their feelings, whether it's being mad, glad, happy, sad, whatever. That's your right. And I have many people who, you know, there's people that I don't like some of the stuff they put on their page. I have chosen not to look at their page. If there's things that's on my page or her page or my kid's page that you don't like, don't look at it. Keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. I am not going to be that guy who cannot be themselves on social media because people are going to judge you. Let them judge. They'll be all right. They can do something else with their time. Valuable. Instead of wanting to judge somebody, just try to get to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get to know someone. That's what we have not done. And speaking of that, you know, I lay the question out about black men. And I said, why do we not want to help one another? Why do we not want to show each other camaraderie? Why do we not help each other when we need the help or give encouraging words when sometimes you might not need some encouraging words, but I think everyone needs encouragement sometimes. Why do we not do that for one another? Where did we go wrong, or where did we turn? Yeah, when did we lose that? As a black woman, what do you see about black men right now? In aspects of friendship, camaraderie, whatever.
Most of the time, they're in competition with each other, and I don't understand why. Why can't being in competition isn't going to help us grow or help black men grow?
Is black women in competition with each other? Y'all can do stuff that men can't do.
I don't think so.
Y'all can do stuff men can't do. And I never have understood that. Why can't we all do that? That's right. But I don't, how can y'all, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so how can y'all be with each other? All right, like you and your girlfriend, y'all go out.
Yeah.
And y'all go somewhere and you're trying on clothes or whatever the case may be. And your friend,
mm-hmm.
she comes out and she has on a dress that's like fitting, and you be like, "Oh yeah, you look good in that. It makes your butt look good, or your legs look good." How I'ma look with my boy? I'm like, man, shoot, boy, print nice in them jeans.
No, we're not going there.
How I'ma look doing that?
You don't have to tell him that. You tell him,
hey man,
those look nice.
Yeah, I can tell him that.
You can tell him those look nice.
Now,
what shirt are you going to get to go with him?
I'll be like, yo, man, that's fly.
Yeah.
That's fly. I like that.
Man, you don't talk
about it. Or you be like, hey, man, you fresh in that, man. You look good. Or, just don't encourage her.
No,
don't encourage her. Or you can, you girls can go up to each other. And y'all can be very affectionate with each other without putting a label on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can be very affectionate with one another without putting a label on it. Dudes don't do that. Is it because their masculinity, they're not sure of who they are?
Maybe.
You know, for the simple fact,
maybe
dudes...
Maybe it has to do with society.
Well, you know, dudes don't like telling each other they love each other. My boys, my friends...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only have one real close friend, but I have some friends that are dear to my heart. And I tell them when I see them, I say, hey, man, or when I'm going to leave, I'd be like, I love you, bro. I'll talk to you later. And they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to it.
Yeah. See, that's where society has come in, I think.
Because women are, and y'all are naturally pretty, too.
Lord, we have I'm trying to keep us together.
What do you mean?
I mean, as far as I'm talking about as far as the show.
I'm not trying to keep you together.
As far as what we're talking about, what we're discussing, Jay.
Well, yes, I say
together.
Yes. I am constantly reminded how beautiful my wife is. I get to wake up and see this every morning.
Thank you.
Every morning. So yeah, I definitely understand that. But it's guys out there who don't understand what they have, and they do other things that they shouldn't do. I get it. But yeah, I just think it's a crazy double standard when it comes to guys showing affection to one another without it becoming something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to put a label on everything.
Right.
You know, I like I said, I have lots of friends, well, a few friends that, you know, when we leave each other's circumference, we tell each other we love each other, you know, because you don't know when the next time you're going to see someone or if you're ever going to see them again,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and it don't have to be about a relationship or anything specific, because me personally, I could care less about any of that. People love who they love, and I've always said that.
Well, growing up, was that something that was? I mean, did their fathers want to hear them say that?
Yeah, I think the generation, the generation probably changed things because I don't think fathers in my day of growing up would want their sons like we leave the baseball field. And I'd be like, "Hey, Jerry, man, I love you, man. I see you later." Pap, you get back in the head by your daddy. You be like, "Boy, let me tell him that."
Oh, okay.
It's just the type of generations that is mm-hmm. that, it, you know, that mm-hmm. makes sense. I hope it makes sense. But today's generation, I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that. If my son or either one of our kids was leaving one of their friends and they like, they'd be like, "All right, man, see you later. I love you, man."
I don't think they. I don't think the new generation does that, yeah.
That they can tell their friends that they love them,
mm-hmm.
even if they're the same gender.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's interesting because there again,
there's a
judgmental
mm-hmm.
facade put up on every aspect of social media,
mm-hmm.
entertainment. People are very judgmental, and I try to teach the boys don't judge people because you don't know what a person is going through.
Right.
You must try to judge somebody and get your face slapped. You know, in some places you got people who are like having a really bad time in life,
mm-hmm.
and you sitting up there trying to be high and mighty judging someone because they didn't say the right thing or they didn't act the right way or wear the right clothes or do the things you think is right. And you sitting there judging somebody, you don't know what you might get on the receiving end of that. That's why I try to step back, and that's why I try to understand what a person is going through before I even start conversation sometimes. And lo and behold, I don't let people pull me into arguments. And that's something that we really have to – that's right, people shouldn't be quick to judge. That's why I don't let people pull me into confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to engage, trust me, if I choose to engage in confrontation, I am going to be heavily equipped. I don't engage in confrontation unless I am equipped, or if I feel like it's even worth it. If it's not worth it, I'm not going to engage in nothing silly.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with you.
But that's what social media does.
It does.
It makes people differently than who they are in real life.
Because
I'm going to tell you, I've met some people on social media who had a whole lot to say. But then when you see them in person, they different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand that because be who you are all the time. If you're arrogant and aggravating and annoying, be aggravating, annoying, and arrogant in real life. I don't know, I guess. But, you know, if you're a nice person, be that nice person. We need a lot more nice people out there in the world, don't we, V? We should be able to show that type of love to anyone and anything, you know. It is. Social media is a blessing, and it can be a curse, but I think it's only a curse if the mindset is put in that era. If your mindset is on negative afterthoughts and negative energy, yeah, social media can be a curse. And any relationship that you try to be involved with can crumble.
Yeah. Negativity is not going to do anything but bring out the worst.
Oh, my God. You look at this. We need more nice people like me and Treasure.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, V.
Okay, I won't be nice.
You are nice. Very nice.
I know, according to some people, I'm not. But those are the people that know me. They don't know me.
Right, I was going to say, do they know you?
Those are people that don't know me and don't care to know me. But it's okay.
Yeah, you have to get to know people.
You do. I never, ever thought that old cliche. Really? Really, V? You just throwing all the love over there. I get no love.
You get all the love.
I get no love.
You get all the love.
She's talking like you're nice, too. Okay.
Put all right. Hearts on your cheek.
Hearts?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh,
we're not doing
love.
Hearts.
Yes.
No, we're not doing a heart.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, yeah, that's what I need. Oh, no, I don't need that. She's talking about putting hearts on my cheek. No, that's quite all right. I'll pass on that.
You just realized what that meant.
Yes.
When I said I was going to put some little hearts on your cheek.
Yeah, and then she's talking about, fine, here you go. No, we not doing that. We not doing that.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a clip, y'all, I want to play. I got to take a little quick break right quick. And once we come back, I want to play this clip, and it talks about, you know, negative people, and I think it hit right on the head with what we're attempting to talk about on today's show, and I think that you guys will see what I'm talking about when you listen to the clip. Number to call.
515-602-9653.
The number again is
515-602-9653.
We got the definite live today with Jay.
My future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them into trying out box me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is
515-602-9653.
Guys, if you are just joining us, this is Free For All Friday. And I always treat me. This is Free For All Friday, and we are talking a little bit about this, a little bit about that. We talk about a little bit of everything on Free For All Fridays, whatever it is you want to talk about or what we talk about. But real quick, I'm going to take the time to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Tallahassee, Chicago, South Philly, New York, Atlanta, Gastonia, Houston, Bakersfield, California. Who else? Denver and Tacoma. She's looking at me like, I don't know. And Montgomery, that is, in Montgomery. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show and for supporting my little show. So thank you for that. No, my little show. Remember, you got to say it right. His little old show. That he think it's something. yeah, thank you for continuing to support that. This little show, all 53,000 of you that listen in North Carolina. I ain't gonna do that. Mm-mm. But all 53,000 of you that listen, thank you for supporting.
Yes.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Thank
We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to do bigger and better things. There's going to be another platform the show is going to be on. And I'll let that be known later. The next few months, it's going to be some great things happening with this show. I think I get more people looking at me now because they like looking at my wife, which is okay.
I was getting ready to say, do they like me being a co-host on?
Yes, they love it. They love it.
Us being on here together?
Yeah. You know what? Next show, we're going to read some of the emails that I get because you've been on the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to read some of those emails, and we're gonna see.
Okay.
We're going to see how it goes. I like the way it goes. I like being here with you because then people get to see us.
Us. Okay.
This is us. No pun intended. This is us, and this is how we interact with each other off the air also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, V, you know what? I'm going to send you an autographed picture of me. Heart, 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 heart.
From
smiley face from your one and only Love, Jay. That's what I'm going to give you. Yeah, I'm going to write it down there.
You wrote it out.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on there.
Okay.
She's talking about, oh, Lord. I'm not gonna get no lipstick and put it on there and put a kissy mark because I can't do that. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll get a fist bump, and I'll stamp it on the page. And then you can keep it and cherish it for the rest of your life. It might be worth something one day. You ain't have to look at me like that.
I was just...
Guys, make sure y'all get y'all tickets to see The Gift. That is January the 14th at the Little Theater. The Gift and Drele at the Little Theater in Gastonia. Oh, okay. Well, I will give you a picture of the star of the show. Yes. Oh, the shade. There you go. There you go. It's okay. But yeah, y'all get your tickets. You can go to Little Theater Gastonia's website and you can purchase your tickets now.
Or you can
purchase them at the door. Now, that's what I wanted to talk about. I did say I was going to play a clip. I am going to play the clip. But real quick, it is almost Dr. King holiday. And I know how people like to cling on to Dr. King holiday and use it for their one day of being good to somebody. And let me say right now, if y'all don't go sit y'all's behind down somewhere and quit being like that, you're supposed to be good to people every day. You're supposed to want to do good for your community every day. You should be wanting to uplift people that look like you every day and people that don't look like you every day. You should not wait to Dr. King's holiday to think you're doing a good deed by staying out of work and wearing a Dr. King shirt or reading a quote or playing a movie or something goofy. And then you go back to doing the same thing you were doing before Dr. King Day the day after. You should not be doing that. I keep telling y'all, I think people who do that need to stay. Don't even take the day off of Dr. King holiday. Take your behind to work. Work real hard as you ever work. Don't take no day off because what you are doing is everything against what Dr. King gave his life for. He gave his life for equality and for people to become one. And I don't understand how people can sit up and want to just be good for one day just because it's Dr. King's birthday and then go back to being slack-talking gossipers and mean to other people.
The next day.
Who does that? Just stay home. No, don't stay home. Go to work.
Yeah.
Say that backwards. Just go to work. Go to work and just, even if you had to work by yourself that day, work. Just go to work. Fake is an understatement. Yes, just go to work. because Dr. King would roll over if he knew people like that was celebrating his life and legacy, what he gave his life for. So just go sit down somewhere, you know. Who was that? That, what was that? Tamar? She said, sit down and take two seats. I thought that was funny. She said, sit down and take two seats. Yeah, some people need to do that. You know, it is what it is. I like Dr. King Holiday, but I don't think that we should wait to his birthday to celebrate the words and the legacy that he left behind. I try to do that every day. I try to do it every day, even when I'm dealing with difficult people. Yes, difficult people, I still love you.
Yes, he does.
I still love you, even though you're being difficult, even though you don't know why you're being difficult. I still love you, but it's okay, because I am a firm believer that when you put something out there in the universe that's negative against someone else, you better be watching out, because it's going to hit you in the back of the head. It's going to come back, and it's going to hit you, especially when you are putting something out there bad about somebody who has done nothing to you. It will come back, and when it comes back, it's going to be threefold. Those are the words and the rules of the universe and God. Y'all take that up with the universe and God, not me. I'm just a messenger. Those are the rules, and it happens.
It does.
Yes, that's why I try to treat people nice. That's why I try to treat people good. Even when they're being nasty to me, I still try to treat them good. Now, there are some times where you just have to go off. You got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to let people know where to get on and get off. And that's okay, too, because you got to stand up for yourself. If you don't stand up for yourself, who's going to stand up for you? I mean, ultimately, you know God will, but who's going to stand up for you here on earth looking at you eye to eye? Who's going to stand up for you if you don't? I'm not a doormat for anybody. What about you?
No.
No, you ain't standing up? Or no, you're not a doormat?
No, I'm not a doormat.
No, you shouldn't be. Excuse me, y'all. No, you shouldn't be. And I ain't sick, so don't nobody be talking about like him. Oh, Lord. No. No. I ain't sick. You know, when you cough. You cough, somebody be like, oh, heck. And they start grabbing their mask and stuff, and I'm like, man, y'all go sit down. Because I have done it. I went to the eye doctor yesterday. And I'm chilling. And I'm looking at my phone. And somebody come in. And they're looking at me. And they got up and got a little mask. I said, uh-oh. I went on outside, got my mask, come back in. He was talking in another language. I don't know what he was saying. I wish I had V. I think he was speaking Spanish.
He wasn't. But he was just talking on the phone.
Nuh-uh. He was talking another language. He said something to her. And she said, mm-hmm. And they looked at me. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. I said, how you doing?
Oh.
I said, how you doing?
And I had to be there.
Oh, I said, man.
Oh.
But we all do it. Y'all don't think I'm lying? You go somewhere, sit down in a restaurant and cough one time in the waiting area.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna be like, oh man, my table ain't ready yet. We need to move on over here. It's like, something wrong with him.
Stop.
That's what they do. That's what they do. And see, we got to get past that. We got to get past that. That's that judgment. That's that judgment stuff that we be talking about. But see, all these illnesses running around here has caused that.
Yeah.
Has caused that.
But I'm that person. I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, and then you always got those people who just sick. Oh, feel well. And they stand in your face. What are you doing today? I'm like, getting away from you.
I work too hard to take care of myself, keep myself healthy.
So. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm to the doctor. I'm going to drink this Coca-Cola. I said, that ain't going to do nothing for you.
Mm-mm. All right, we got to get ready to play the clip before.
You okay. All right, we'll play a clip. Let's play a little bit of the clip, y'all. This is a clip talking about negative people. Okay, it's a little clip that's got Steve Harvey, Joel Osteen, and Les Brown. So I think the first one you hear is Joel Osteen, and it's courtesy of Motivation to Inspire on YouTube. So here's the clip. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's right, y'all. And I say that all the time. I say that all the time. You have to, your circle of people have to uplift and inspire you. And that's exactly what it's all about. I'm going to play a little bit more of this clip. Flock together. That's right. Yep. That's so important that we remember how to get those bad people that are not good for you, get them out of your life. Mm. You know, I know every year people say at the beginning of the year, they go through their Facebook accounts and everything, and they just delete people. And that's okay. That's okay. Because some people need to be deleted out of your life. If they don't bring anything but strife and grief, man, kick them to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do that. And hey, I might have been on somebody else's list that got kicked to the curb. It's okay, because if you kick me to the curb, I can promise you I've already kicked you to the curb. But we got to remember that, because our mental health is important. And being able to sit down and think collectively, think, gather your thoughts, and make your next move in life, that's important. And you can't do that effectively if you are carrying a bunch of baggage from or someone else's baggage.
It's a bunch of negativity.
Yeah. And there's some negative people out there.
Very.
And swear up and down, they not negative. Swear up and down, they'll post some good stuff or post something that makes them look like they got it together, but they just negative as all get out.
Swear up and down, they for you.
Yeah.
All the time, they behind your back doing otherwise.
Yes. Yes, you have, V. And you know what? I wanted to sit down and talk to you. I remember one time I had asked you how you were doing, and you said that you are doing good, working on yourself. And I want to sit down and talk to you, not on the show, but when we go out to dinner, when y'all take me out and get me what I want for supper.
McDonald's.
I didn't say I wanted McDonald's.
V, McDonald's.
No.
If we got to take him, McDonald's.
No. I wanted to sit down and talk with you about that, because that was a very profound statement. And I see the change in you. Physically, mentally, I see the change in you. And it's a good change. And I just want to see what that process was like for you. Because everybody's journey is different. And everybody's journey yield different outcomes. But I just want to see what that was like for you, because it's evident. Even though you tried to give me one of the most weirdest hugs in history at the show, I remember that weird hug. It was weird. You gonna give me a regular hug next time. I know she's getting all this. But anyhow, I think that's something that we need to really, really think about when it comes to cleaning out our...
So you want your circle to match you.
I do. But I don't want to be the smartest person in my circle. If I'm the smartest person in my circle, I'm in the wrong circle.
Well, I meant by the energy.
That's the recalls.
Energy. Oh.
You can get your mask. If you put on a mask, I'm turning this show off. We go to commercial, you come back with a mask. I'm like, y'all, she's tripping. You leave that over there.
I got one over there.
Leave it on over there. But you, yeah.
Maybe lose my thought.
I mean, you lose a thought.
Yes. Oh. Your circle.
Yeah, my circle. What were you saying?
I was meaning by your, you want the people in your circle to match your energy.
Yes. Yes. Either match my, she said Facebook won't let on, she said too much. Either match your energy or
help
enhance your energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a good word, enhance.
Well, you know,
I have to put that out there.
I can come up with some words when
I
want
that.
To.
Okay.
Something. Now, you know, I am getting ready to release my book, y'all, finally. But we'll talk about that. I've been working on it for a while.
Finally.
Well, I've been working on it for a long time.
It's but life. We've had life.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we, you know, we had to put things on pause. We had the boys and school and...
Yeah.
Now the boys have grown up. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
I know.
My oldest is 21, y'all.
Mm.
And I still look like a flower.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
And then my youngest is 17.
Yep. Get ready to graduate.
Pretty soon, it's just going to be me and you and the dog.
Not...
Who else is going to move in here with us?
V?
Okay. Okay. See? We still on Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean some of we still on? She was getting ready to say something.
I was getting ready to go.
She was getting ready to say some bad stuff, y'all. Look at that.
Yeah.
Abuse.
Ain't no abuse.
Yep. At home. Oh boy, that's funny. You cracked me up.
Who, me? You
yeah.
I can't believe you. I thought it was going to be me, you, and the dog. Nuh-uh. Okay.
This is all talking about I ain't moving in with you. Yes, yeah, you are too. Yes, you are. We need some friends. Oh, see, I don't like this. Oh. Oh, okay.
What?
Gave me the sexy eyes, the fresh eyes. I get it.
Dad, look at you like the cashier did it. Dunkin' Donuts.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you. Yes, she. I can't tell them how she looked at me, but she gave me that look. That look.
Oh, we're gonna have to do a show about the look.
Yeah, that look, and I was like, "You didn't see that?" And she ain't paying attention to nothing. Ain't paying attention to nothing.
Good Lord.
I don't know why, but she ain't paying attention to nothing. The girl over there just she didn't say yeah, but you know.
But she did say, "Did you order?"
And, you know, I was being cool, and I was like, yeah.
Handed her your little gift card.
Why you got to tell people I paid with a gift card? It was for her.
There's nothing wrong with a gift card.
John, I was trying to play me too late. I mean, he handed a little gift card. You could have said he played handed a little credit card. Nobody know he had a little gift card. And I spent it on her.
I know. That's why. You handed her a little gift card.
I didn't have nothing.
That was given to you. It wasn't even for me.
I ain't getting nothing.
Uh-huh. You got a donut.
Bye, Felicia.
Ooh, my name is not Felicia.
I did not. I didn't really
my name
want.
Is Trey. Treasure? Yes.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah, I know it ain't no shame in the gift card. She tried.
I didn't.
She could have said, yeah, he just threw his thing, you know, handed his card. She's like, he handed his gift
card. Why'd she smile? Because you gave her your gift card.
Nah. Nope.
Nope. Oh, my God. I keep hitting my mic. Oh, my God.
Nope. Y'all, don't listen to that.
It was okay. It was smooth, though, the way you did it, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hi.
I ain't going back there no more.
Yeah, we are.
I'm sending you in. Guys, it is that time. I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. We're going to do bigger and better things this year. As I tell you guys each and every day, we love you guys with the greatest love we know. We love God because he gives it to us each and every day. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
And we'll see you guys next week. All right. Peace.